Okay. Are there any other questions?
Yes. Joy, this is Cynthia in Berkeley. I'm wondering if, from what you said, can I affirm then to people that have spoken to me that don't have or don't go online or don't go online very often, that they can just call someone to, about their replacement ballot?
There's a phone number. I mean, people have been calling me, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Fine. And my phones and everything are connected, and then I have the voicemail that goes into my database system, which you guys will all have access to at the end of the election to see every action that was done on every request.
Excellent. That's what people who don't go. Okay, great. One more thing that I couldn't quite understand. I thought according to the bylaws that you don't open any ballots until it's closed. But did I understand that they are opening ballots before that? Our ballots are being opened?
Yeah. So I don't know if you were on the call previously or received your ballot.
No, I've been
already
on the whole night, and I heard you say something about that. But my understanding.
So as we know, the return envelope is a plain blank envelope. So the only way to to determine if quorum is reached is to open the ballot to determine the station that the ballot is from. Providing internet ballots, technically. The online ballots are already open because they're already gone through the, and this is the first time you guys are doing a hybrid process, in which there's the online and the printed ballots.
Yes, you said that about the online ballots, but I think, well, I'll check the, bylaws again, but I thought it was very clear that they really don't get opened until they're all in.
Michael, to the sec.
I'm sorry, Eljoy, did you want to respond further?
I mean, the only way, there's just no way at this point that ballots cannot be open in order to determine the quorum of the station in order to move the election forward.
Okay, Michael.
It's on this issue. I had made a recommendation on the reference to earlier call of the last conference call of the committee, not earlier tonight. We did discuss this somewhat, and then there was a follow-up on the email list. I suggested that if they were opened to determine what station they were from, that should be all. Also, I suggested having a Skype set up where the opening could take place on camera, and then also the same thing when the ballots are counted. So this is all going to take place in Oregon, that it could be on camera and by Skype for anybody who wanted to log in. I'm wondering, I couldn't hear everything that Eljoy said earlier, if any of those uses are in place.
Yeah, so as I said, next week before the holiday, so I can report by Wednesday, the ballots that have been received thus far will be open to determine quorum and follow the remainder instructions that were in the ballot chain of custody of remaining in a lockbox until the end of the election.
Thank you, Ms. Beck.
Okay. Michael, were you finished? Did you?
Just so you know, at that time, also, any checks or anything received will also be sent when they do the opening to determine quorum. So any checks that were in money orders included will then be binded together and sent to the station.
Okay. And also, Michael asked you about the possibility of Skype.
I have to check with the vendor for that. I forgot to ask about that.
Okay. All right. Nancy?
Yes. Something Michael had asked at the last meeting, and I just wanted to reiterate. At the end of the election, if the stations can have the ballots back to count them, tabulate them with software.
Yes, that is part of the and I've said that before, even from before last the call the last time where I said we will have the raw data as well, that they can be checked and run against choice voting. What is the thing called?
STB software?
Yes, the software.
Choice Pro?
Yes, to ensure that you come up with the same results. Well, when you say we, Say that again?
When you say we, you mean the individual stations would be able to check the ballots?
Yes, we have. We will have scanned images of every ballot return. We'll have the hard copies of every ballot return, because remember that has to go to the secretary and kept for a couple of years. We'll also have the raw data, which can then be entered into the FCV software to verify and check the same round by round results that the vendor we use arrived at.
Okay, so the ballots will be coming back to either one of the stations or the station to check again.
Right. And just like in past elections where it was added to the elections website, there was a zip file added, you know, the ballot images, the round-by-round results, all of that same process will be followed.
Okay. And my next question is it possible that you could have the LESs make a PSA asking members to write the station name on both sides of the ballot return envelope, like on the back of the envelope or and near the return address? That way the Simply Voting Inc. can see at a glance, and they wouldn't have to violate the bylaws by opening up the envelope to count for quorum.
Okay. I'm not sure like how that would. I mean, I guess it could. It wouldn't hurt, but you know, for the 1,000 people or so that have already sent them in.
Oh, it would just be less handiwork for labor for the, and it would be in compliance with bylaw a little bit better. The other thing is, maybe in the same PSA, you could add something about, quorum needs to be met. I don't know if people know what quorum is. I hope they do, but
That's already in the note about quorum is already noted in one of the part scripts. But okay,
and then maybe where the forms and the cards are posted, maybe you could add that in too. Consider that. And then
say that again.
Telling the voters where the cards or the forms, the candidate forms, are archived, where they can because unless they caught it that day, they wouldn't remember what day it was, or you know,
I just requested from the stations. I know one station that the audio files are already up, but for the other stations requesting the audio files as soon as possible to be uploaded to the site. And, you know, we updated the station that already has their archives up on the website. The voter email has also been updated so that when the reminder emails go to people who haven't voted yet, it gives them a direct link to listen to the forms if they missed them on air.
Okay, good. And also, to help promote quorum, do you think you can continue the cards? The cards stopped at KPFT around the 9th of November. Haven't heard of them at all. Could they continue until, say, December 3rd or December 2nd, where, you know, they would have to mail it?
I could check with the LES in terms of when they stop the cards at the station. I mean, it could. I don't know. Are you guys in the middle of a fund drive or something?
No.
Or do they stop because of the candidate forms? I'd have to check with the LES.
So, yeah, the LES answered this question saying that you ordered all the cards to be stopped, and it's now the time for voting.
I did not make a system. No, I did not make a system-wide. There must be some real misunderstanding there, okay? So I will ask again. I think it will help Quam if we continue the class, and it would be really good to have the schedule of the class posted on the of the website or on the
what space is it?
This is KPFT in Houston. Clearly must be a misunderstanding, because that's just, never mind.
I can't hear very well.
Yeah, you have. I'm using a new equipment. It worked at the affiliates meeting, but it's not working now. Okay, anyway, please consider to continue the class and clear up this misunderstanding at KPFT. The other stations, are they still playing cards?
No, this is Cynthia at KPFA, and I haven't heard a card for weeks, even though the GM said they were being played. But to the best of my knowledge, I haven't listened on the computer, but I listen quite a bit, and I have not heard a single one. And last week at our LSB meeting, they were basically being played, but they are not being played, to the best of my knowledge. So I would like if possibly, Joy, you could, well, maybe I could contact the LES again, but they are not being played at KPFA.
They are being played. They are being played in New York, although not evenly.
Okay. And they're not being played at KPFA either.
They're being played. I heard them today.
Really? I haven't heard them. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear something on KPFA?
They're still running. They're running on KPFK.
And Joy, really, if they had a schedule, if there's a schedule posted, that schedule of the cards is the way that we, at the elections committee, we can help test these things. The response I got from Eliezer's grant was that the last thing she wanted was people calling in to the programmers and telling them you missed the card and you missed playing it. But if I had a program and I missed playing a card, I would love somebody to call me and tell me so I could just play it and be fair. I don't think programmers want to, you know, at least not openly negate from their duties of this election. So I don't like that response there. It doesn't make sense. Could you put your power there on the card screen, because that will promote quorum, I do believe. A schedule.
Well, as I said in my report, I just requested an update memo from each of the LESs on this. So I should have some information shortly on it.
Michael, back to the
stack. Did you say that it's the LESs, the responsibility, and not yours, about costs?
Say that. I can hardly hear you. Say that again.
She said, she asked, were you saying that the card playing is the LES's responsibility as opposed to yours?
The LES's coordinated the schedule of card playing and are and doing the station log, getting the station logs on the card playing. So, yes. I mean, ultimately, everything about the election is my responsibility. LES's information, they're coordinating that process at their station.
Okay, Nancy, excuse me. You've been on for a while. Let's go to some other people, and then if there's time,
Michael
we'll come
back to get
back
down also.
Yes, I heard you, Michael. So, Serene, and then Michael.
Okay, my question is, or my request is, in addition to continuing candidate cards, which should go until the 4th, since people voting online have until midnight Eastern, right, to vote?
Yes.
Okay, so the card should never stop. But that's one thing. In addition to that, I'm asking whether you would be willing to, for the three election ending, you know, deadline, so forth part, if you would be willing to direct station management, and it is your right to direct them, and evidently direction is needed in cases, to direct that these carts be put into high rotation so that at least every three hours, somebody needs to mute, that at least every 3-4 hours, a cart about the election process, the generic cart, aside from whatever they have to do with the candidate carts, that those generic carts are being played. There's still people who, from listening to the station, will not know that there's an election on the way, or underway, excuse me.
So yes, that your suggestion is what will, when I mentioned in the report about the additional card steps that we've done for the election promotion, mm-hmm. we will include instructions to station management and programmers on the regular play in prime time hours and multiple days and all of that to make sure that they're not just played in the evening, to make sure that they are played on a regular basis to encourage participation. So, yeah, I am. The request is to go directly to station management saying, play this at these high peak times on a regular basis on this. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. And will you ask them to log it, to record the play?
Well, yeah. All of them, the carts from me, is my understanding that all the carts from me have to be logged. Unless I didn't.
I think maybe very early on I heard your voice on BAI. I have not heard you in a very long time. So, yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I know.
Okay. So, yeah, I will make sure of that.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
The other thing I want to raise, and I apologize if you spoke to it because I couldn't hear very well when you first came on the call. In regards to KPFK, because the carts have not been played, the schedule that was announced is across the week of November 30th through December 4th in the evening, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. And my understanding is that the original plan for airing the candidate forums was that they'd be in different day parts over the course of the week, so that callers would be able to call in. And when I did, alert people that Cookie was not at the station, and I talked to the interim program director, he said that he had proposed either a strip across the evenings or a block on the weekend, and I said that that wouldn't comply with the national policy. And so I'm wondering if, in fact, at the other stations, how were the candidate forums scheduled? Were they only in the evenings, or were they in different parts of the day? And I took it from what you posted that you're having people submit questions in advance electronically, but there wouldn't be call-ins.
Yes, there will be call-ins.
There will be call-ins?
Yeah, this is just a way to encourage, like, to have additional questions on deck. People may have additional questions, you know, that we mm-hmm. that can be used.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my concern is
it's not to replace a live listener call-in at all.
Okay. I guess if they are only going to be the 5 evenings, I would recommend that they be replayed at some point.
Here's the difficulty with KPFK. Remember that there are 49 listener candidates
yes,
at KPFK, right? And so in terms of, this manner of the an entire week, the evening, 7 and 8 p.m. for an entire week was the best solution, I believe, that would be equitable. Because then what would you have if you have people some during the day or some in the middle afternoon? There's one, the issue of candidates, they have day jobs that don't require them to participate, and then having all, 5 candidates on the phone. And then the complaints of, well, I was in the morning drive time, which is a significant lesser, less listenership than the afternoon,
So this was the most equitable and fair process, and we, in turn, are increasing strategies to promote them. So one, you know, to do, there will be cards played at the pre-emption of the that will be played during the time frame, you know, the morning, afternoon, or evening, sort of leading up to the forum. KCSK is one of those that has a large amount of email addresses. I have nearly 10,000 email addresses for listeners. So the schedule is being emailed to listeners. And then there will be reminder alerts each day about the forums to the listeners. So we're doing the best to alert listeners during this time frame and then allowing them to make questions beforehand, allow for those who may be not able to call in and participate live, but they can send information ahead of time. As well as you know, the forms will then immediately, as I instructed staff, to immediately have the audio file so that they can be up on the website within 24 hours after a form takes place. So, this is the most fair and equitable process given the situation and given the amount of candidates.
I realize it's a difficult situation that we're having the entire 24. The follow-up question then is also about the Spanish language, both the CARTS, and then there was a commitment to have a Spanish language candidate forms or bilingual translated to the Spanish audience.
Yeah, I'm not. So one on the CARTS, I was able to find the Dropbox file with the recorded Spanish card. And because I do not speak Spanish, I just have someone listening and verifying that they haven't been edited in such a way that they don't make sense or that they all make sense so that they can then be put in rotation next week during the Spanish language programming hours. So I was able to find it, the Dropbox link with all of them in there. I have someone going through them just to verify that they are all, forgive the word, copacetic. And then we will put them in rotation during the Spanish language hour. As far as the Spanish language forum, that becomes difficult because then who do you have to, participate in it? That all 49 candidates, I don't believe, speak Spanish. And so there's the, equality of that.
Yes, we raised that at the very beginning of the process and said that we could arrange for, or we would try to arrange for translation for people who were not bilingual. And I think that the Spanish language broadcasters are still interested in that, so I would urge you to check in again with the program director and the Spanish language broadcasters.
How do you suppose we do that?
Well, we did it in the last election when I ran, and there was someone who did simultaneous translation for the people who were only monolingual English. And others of us were able to take questions.
Even though you only had an hour for the forum?
Yes. I mean, they had five forums. There weren't 49 candidates that I remember. There were 30-something, I think, maybe. I can't remember. But we did have a bilingual forum that ran during the Spanish language programming block.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're at time at this point. Is there anyone else who has a pressing question? Or
yes, just real quick, Lawrence.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Joy, are you going to send out an email to those 10,000 addresses that KPFK has? Email addresses in regards to the election and voting and stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay.
For all of the stations, there are regular reminder emails to those who have not voted yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Aljoy. And before you go, as usual, we want to get your input on our next meeting date. So the next week is booked up until Thanksgiving, and then, well, yeah, so that's not going to happen. The week after, there is only Friday, which has not worked well, has not been something that our committee really responds to. So the question would be about Monday, December 7th. Is that, Aljoy, is that an option for you?
That's fine.
Okay. How about the rest of the committee? Is there any schedule conflict for that night within Pacifica? There's nothing listed on the KPFTX count.
Nothing in Pacifica, but I just don't like Monday nights, but do what you want.
Anyone else have is there any objection to Monday, December 7th? Okay, hearing none.
I want to,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
go ahead, Michael.
I want to raise something before.
This is on a different topic.
Okay,
so hang on. All right, so without objection, then that's our next meeting date. So, Aljoy, before you go, Michael has a question.
I was just wondering if anyone has raised the question of additional remuneration for you for taking over as the essentially the LES function here at KPFK. That seems fair to me. Just my two cents. If you're doing that job on top of your own job, you should get reimbursed for it.
Oh, you're asking, am I getting paid to?
I'm saying my suggestion would be that if you're taking over essentially the functions of the LES here at KPFK, that you should get reimbursed. You know, you should have remuneration for that. It's just on top of your normal responsibilities. That's just my opinion.
I appreciate that. I did have a preliminary discussion with the ED and with the station manager about that. So it would be the station paying me directly, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again, Aljoy, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on December 7th.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. So the only remaining item is if Nancy still wants to offer any motions. So, Nancy, do you still feel the need? Well, can you reiterate what specific motions you were originally thinking of offering?
Exactly what I told her, that the cards should continue to be played and some schedule of the cards be posted and what else? Whether if she's going to follow through on that about the PSA asking the voters, members to write the name of the station on the front and the back of their envelope and include in the PSA about quorum, how important it is and what it means. And the forms and the cards, where they
okay, can you hold on? Can you hold on? Let's take these as you mentioned them. Other people can chime in, but I heard her addressing all of those concerns that you raised and saying that either she is already doing some of them or she will, you know, give them very careful consideration. So I didn't hear that any of those are issues that she needs this committee to weigh in on.
It's just I feel she's hesitating about cards. Am I wrong?
I didn't hear that at all. I heard her trying to do everything possible to work with the LESs where they exist to make sure that the cards get played, you know, on a frequent basis. I heard her being responsive to the questions that were and the suggestions that were posed. But does anyone else want to speak on this?
Maria Elena here.
Go ahead.
I think it would be useful to have this committee weigh in on the need to have the schedule of the carts properly posted on each of the radio station's websites. And so if that is part or one of Nancy's motions, then I second that motion, and that is that is the recommendation of this committee. If it has not already been formalized by the National Election Supervisor, that all of the radio stations post on their websites the scheduling of the carts that are to be played.
Okay. I seem to recall that that was part of our original motion on carts, but in any case, I know
it's,
that I...
It's on the election.
Well, I was just going to say, I know I've seen it for at least two stations I've looked for on the election site, but go ahead, Serene.
No, I was going to say that it's on the elections website, that it's not current, and that she said she was expecting a report. She just requested a report from them that's due next week. The LESs, I mean.
Right. So, you know, it's up to the committee whether, Nancy, if you want to offer it, you can, or if you think it's being dealt with, it's up to you.
Well, I don't see any harm in doing, in making a motion and recommending to the to the PMB to weigh in on this. That might give her a little more support. And actually, it did not happen. I didn't see the scheduling of any of these cards, and I was told by by our LES that it's not necessary. And she didn't want people calling in to say to the programmer that you didn't play it. So this is kind of, you know, unimportant. But I think just putting this, voting on this, and if it passes, and then have the PMB, you know, support it too, then I think for sure we're going to get something. It would be, it wouldn't hurt. I think it would not hurt.
Okay. Can you please write
one,
the motion,
yes,
and send it to us?
I'm sorry. I don't have internet access, so if somebody else could write it, number one would be continue cost until December 3rd.
Okay. Hold on one second. Maria Elena, are you in a position to write it in an email?
Not really.
No. Okay. Yeah. What about you, Michael?
No, I brought my laptop and I can't get it to work, so I'm just on the phone. And
all right. Well, I'll give it a shot.
I'll try to make it real short. Number one, continue cards until December 3rd. Is that okay, or is it? Okay, let's put.
Well,
December
the close
3rd.
Date is December 4th.
Yeah. So continue cards until December 3rd.
No, we're saying December 4th because you can vote online up until the last
day. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Until December 4th. Yeah. Continue cards until December 4th. Post the schedule, card schedule, on the station and the Pacifica website.
This is Serene.
Yes.
She just agreed to make sure the LES has scheduled their cards until the 4th because I asked whether people would be able to vote until midnight Eastern time on the 4th, and she said yes. So why are we putting it into a motion?
Because we've asked her before, two meetings ago. You know, Michael asked her at the last meeting, and before that we asked her, but this didn't just happen. This did not happen. And so,
okay, I'm sorry. The PND is not even meeting until December 3rd. So rather than a motion that will have no possibility of being voted on while it's still relevant, and I don't think the PND needs to be voting on too much that has to do with the elections anyway, it's much better to send her a reminder.
Okay.
And I don't think she's unwilling in any way to do it. I mean, I can see the point of motions if people aren't doing things because they don't want to do them. But she's picked up a number of other tasks, and I
think an email, even if you send it every other day, would be more effective than a motion that the PNB may not even get to on the 3rd.
Okay. Can I ask the committee that if this is from the committee, then just from one member, I think it will have more clout. Schedule of card schedule posted on the station and Pacifica website. And number 3, a PSA asking members to write the station name on both sides of the ballot return envelope.
The average. Okay.
Go ahead.
The average listener is not going to bother to do that. They're not even going to remember to do that. I mean, the ballot envelopes have gone out as they've gone out. They will have to be opened in order to determine quorum. It is unfortunate that they weren't color-coded, but we can't turn time back.
Oh, but if they have not voted yet, they can write their station name on it.
Right,
yeah,
but let me point out, it's not only the station name, it's also listener or staff, because there are separate quorums for each. So, and you know, this is extremely late in the game. The point is that the process has to go forward anyway, unfortunately, of opening, you know, the ballots to ensure that quorum has been met. So whether a handful of newer ballots say it on the outside is really not going to make a material difference. And I agree with Serene that the number of people who are going to remember it and correctly write it is so tiny that it's a waste of very important airtime that could be used to promote the election, the importance of voting. And, you know, I mean, we don't want to overwhelm people with information. We just want to get the key message, which is, here's the deadline, please send in your ballot, et cetera.
Okay.
I have an in-person meeting that's starting here, so...
Michael, we can hear you.
I said I have an in-person meeting that's starting here, so I'm going to be getting off the phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So number 3, a PSA, urging voting, explaining about quorum, and...
Okay, but that's already been done. She made that quite clear.
Okay, and how about where the forms and the cards?
Yeah, all of that. All of that is either underway or has already started in some stations. I don't see the need to, you know, pass motions to ask her to do things that she's agreed to do.
But the schedule of the cards, she did not do that yet, and we have asked her 3 different meetings. This is the 3rd meeting.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
Are we going to vote on anything? Because I have another commitment.
Okay.
And it's superfluous to, you know, keep trying to come up with a motion to vote on when all our questions and all our concerns were answered to the degree that member has been asking about all of this stuff. So I think it's, you know, at this point, a waste of time.
Okay. Well. Let me put it one more time to Nancy, because it's your call, even though several of us disagree. But do you feel the urgent need for a motion? And if so, then we should vote on it and move on. Nancy?
Yes. The schedule was not – we asked her twice.
Okay. All right. Give us
I'm
the
sorry,
wording.
Matt. Right.
No, hold on. Give us the wording, Nancy.
Okay. Number 1, continue cards until December 3rd, and 2, card schedule posted on the station and the Pacifica website.
I'd like to speak against the motion.
Sure. Let me make sure I have the motion down. What you mean is the station and the election website, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I have the PNB Elections Committee recommends that the National Election Supervisor, number 1, continue playing candidate and generic carts until December 4th, 2015, and number 2, post the cart schedule on each station's, to post each station's card schedule on that station's and the overall election website. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay. Serene.
Okay, so I'd like to speak against the motion, not because I'm not completely supportive of what you're trying to accomplish, Nancy, but because I think we're just producing a motion that we know is going to have, it's not going to be addressed. The election is due to end on the 4th. She said she would have the cards running until, you know, through the 4th. So a motion that says continue playing them until the 3rd is not going to go anywhere. And
well,
again, I'm sorry, I thought in your last reading I heard the 3rd. Okay. At any rate, the board isn't even meeting until the 3rd, so it's not going to be addressing either part of the motion. With regard to what's on the website, I don't recall hearing that portion. I do recall us asking her to publish the schedule, not just the history, but the upcoming schedule. And that was done on the Pacifica Elections website. We did ask that there be a prominent link on each station's website. I don't remember everything, so if we did pass an explicit motion that said put it on the station's website, I don't remember that. But we did ask for a prominent link from each station's website to the election page, and that does exist. I've checked that. So I think the motion, I understand the motivation behind it. I just don't think it's...
Okay,
it has,
and set schedule, and just the first part, because the cards are not playing evenly. They're not being played at our station, KPFA.
She addressed that. She said the report from the LESs is due on Tuesday, and it will be part of her report to us Wednesday.
Okay, let me ask if anyone else on the committee wants to address this.
Sorry, thank you.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm sorry. Thank you.
Oh. Did anyone else want to speak?
Yeah, I'd like to table this motion.
Okay. Motion to table is not debatable. Is there any objection to tabling?
Well, I object to the tabling because I
okay.
think that even though this is Cynthia...
That's fine. No, it's not debatable. So we'll just have a roll call vote. I think Michael got off the call. So let me pull up the roster. Give me 1 minute, please, folks. Sorry, my computer's a little slow. Okay, so the motion is to table Nancy's motion concerning recommendations to the NES. Teresa Allen. Okay, I'll come back to you. Maria Elena Castellanos.
No.
Okay, let's see. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Okay, I'm not sure if he's still on. Let's see. Cynthia Johnson?
No.
Janet Coburn? Okay, myself, I vote yes. Michael Novick, he's gone. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No.
Okay, and Pete Tucker? Okay, is there anyone on the phone whose name I didn't call or who didn't have a chance to vote? Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3 yes and 1, 2, 3 no. So on a tie, it fails. So, all right, so now we go to a vote on the underlying motion itself. And Nancy, did you say you were dividing that into two parts? or you want it as a whole motion?
Just continue the class until December 4th.
Okay, so just that part, not the posting schedule.
Well, I would like the schedule to be posted.
Okay, yes or no? Is it part of the motion or not?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll read the whole motion. The PNB Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that the National Election Supervisor be recommended to, or that it be recommended to the National Election Supervisor that she, one, continue playing candidate and generic cards at all stations where elections, I have to put this in, elections are underway, until December 4th, 2015, and number two, post each station's card schedule on that station's and the election and the overall election website. That's the motion. So let me call the roll. Teresa Allen. Okay. Maria Elena Castellanos?
Yes.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman. Okay. Let's see. Cynthia Johnson.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, I'm trying to balance two different things here. Okay. Myself, Bob Letterer, I vote no. Michael Novick is gone. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. And Nancy Saibara Naratomi?
Yes.
Okay, and Pete Tucker? Okay, is there anyone else who hasn't voted? Okay, so there are three yeses, two noes, and one abstention, so the motion passes. Okay, then that's the end of our agenda for tonight, so this meeting is adjourned. We'll see you all on December 7th. Thank you.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob, can we send a copy to the
yes, I will post it. She is on our listserv, so I will post it on our listserv later tonight.
Okay, and that's done. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.